morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show with host Tanya Brown. We are coming to you from New Orleans, Louisiana, to offer you a bite-sized bit of magic. Our 20-minute-ish episodes are the perfect start to your day. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your pop of magic.
All right, so we are recording.
Okay.
All right, so we have a special segment today. We're talking with author and witch Danielle Lewitt. Danielle is the author of A Witch's Book of Shadows, Spells, Rituals, Sabbats, and Journal Grimoire. She has been practicing since she was 14, and her website, A Witch Alone, was inspired by the fact that she was the only witch in her family. Hi, Danielle. How are you?
I am great. How are you, Tanya?
I am well. Practicing since you were 14. I feel like so many of us can remember being like 12, 13, 14, and like trying to find the one witchy book in the library.
Yeah. The one that's like, this is your ticket to Hogwarts.
Yeah, like the one. Yeah. It was like, oh, the one book. So awesome. So you, well, first, like, congratulations on like a new book. That's a big accomplishment. Can you tell us more like about it?
Sure. So pretty much like the inspiration for this book came from my own frustration at trying to create a book of shadows. I have gone through so many journals and notebooks and binders and sheets of paper, and it has literally taken me 14 years to figure out what I even wanted in a book of shadows and which one I did want. So to try and lessen the frustration for other witches on their journey, I wanted to make this pre-formatted journal that could kind of give them a starting point. Like, it's not meant to be your forever thing. It's meant to kind of give you some place to start. So like what you could include, what you don't want to include, you know, like where to put down everything that you need in like this one tiny convenient package. And I tried to make it good for any experience or any pathway. So it can be used as like a travel book of shadows for the more experienced witch, if they don't want to lug around like their huge book of shadows. And it's also easy to hide for the witches that are still practicing in the closet.
Oh, I love that. And yeah, it's true. Like, I feel like creating a book of shadows is such a overwhelming endeavor. Like, I have my big leather bound book of shadows, and just like getting stuff in it is such a struggle. And I'm like, okay, yeah. I'm not putting anything in until I have at least 10, so it's worth the trouble of unfastening the pages. And like, it's beautiful and gorgeous, and it's like an heirloom, but it's like, am I really going through the effort of putting all the stuff in there? You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
So no, this is great. And then like, we have so many witches who are always writing in and asking like, what goes in it? Or like, how do I organize it? And, and things like that. So, I guess the first thing I could imagine someone thinking who's listening to this right now is, why keep a book of shadows? Like, why do you think it's important?
I think it's important because you can kind of, you're keeping a record, but it's not just a record of like the spells that were successful or failures or, you know, what you did, but also has how you progress and expand in your own pathway. So, you know, you can look back at spells that maybe didn't work in 2 to 3 years and go, oh, okay, well, I now know all these different herbs and crystals that can be used for the same thing, so I'm going to switch it up and see if it works this time, type of thing. Like, I think being able to keep that record of your own practice and your own craft gives you a little bit more of a connection with what you're doing. Like, it's like, I don't remember everything I did when I was 14. I'm sure it would be very cringy if I did remember or had those sheets of paper going back and looking
at
bad rhymes and stuff that I made up. But it would have been nice to see where I came from and where I am now. And I think it would make me feel more confident. So I think it's important to keep that record so that you can see how you've progressed and hopefully feel more confident in your own craft.
No, that's a great idea. I mean, you know, especially as you become like more seasoned and a little older of a witch, you start going, wait, why don't I like using this? Like, have I done this before? How did it turn out? It kind of reminds me, like, if you're like a wine drinker, but like you're the kind of wine drinker who just goes to the store and just grabs like the one that looks good, that's like $9. And like, I'll be like, wait, have I tried this? Wait, did I like it? Wait.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, that label's pretty. I'm going to try that one.
Exactly. So I think that is a great, I guess, reason to keep a book of shadows. Another question we get often is, what is the difference between a book of shadows and a grimoire?
So your book of shadows is where you keep like the actual work. So like the spells and the rituals and everything like that. And the grimoire is usually your correspondences of things that you've learned. So you can put in your grimoire different ways to remember tarot, or, you know, what herbs were for what, or, you know, like what crystals are for what, like moon phases, things like that. That's kind of like your personal reference book for creating your spells, and then your spells and your rituals and your like Sabbath celebrations and everything like that would go in your book of shadows. Mm. And some witches want to keep them separate, so they have two separate books. Some put them together, like mine. I keep my book of shadows and my grimoire all in the same book because I just like having it all in one place. I'd probably lose one if I didn't have it in the same book. But that's the general differentiation between the two.
So do you have any advice for new witches who are newer to the crafts, a little green, and are just so overwhelmed by all of the, okay, do I have to write down every crystal? Do I have to write down every herb? Like, where do they even start?
I would just grab a notebook, and when you perform anything or do anything, just write down what you're doing. So, you know, if you're doing a protection spell of whatever kind, you know, like just write down the stuff that you've used and make little notes as to why you've used it. And that's like, just start with that. Just start with a general, using it as a journal for your craft. Just don't worry about putting in all these correspondences and stuff, because eventually you'll have 10 or 15 pages of spells and you can go through and go, okay, I used these three multiple times for, you know, this reason, this reason, this reason, and then you can kind of make your own correspondence. But I would just start very simple. Don't worry about what you should do. Just worry about keeping that record. Just write down whatever you're doing at the time and just focus on that.
Yeah, that, I mean, you know, like you said before, even though you kind of don't want to see what you were doing when you were 14, you know, it really would be such a handy thing to look back on and just compare and see the changes and the growth and the reasoning behind why maybe you do what you do today.
Mm-hmm. And you can kind of see what, I feel like we're all drawn to certain herbs and certain crystals, and that will definitely show up in your craft. Like it's been very apparent to me that I love vervain and yarrow, and I literally put it in almost everything I do, but I wouldn't know that if I didn't have that book where I could go back and go, wow, I use this herb a lot. Like, what does that even mean? So you can kind of figure out what you're drawn to. Like if you're going to use herbs more in your practice, or if you use crystals more in your practice, or if you are very into like, okay, the moon is full, I'm going to do this, where you also kind of figure out what your niche in your craft is, which I think a lot of witches take too much time to try and figure out first. They're like, I'm going to be an herb witch or a crystal mm-hmm. witch. And they use that to build their practice instead of building their practice and then figuring it out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a very common kind of mistake. And I don't like using that word, but a very common direction that like newer witches go into is I need to label what I'm doing first before I figure out what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And you're never going to stick with whatever label you chose. when you first started. But we do have a few questions from some of our listeners because we reached out and we were like, hey, do you guys have any questions? And one kind of relates to what we were just talking about. But this question is from listener Nicole Lilly. And Nicole says, when mentoring someone, is it better to give them a layout to follow for a Book of Shadows and Grimoire or encourage them to develop their own? Should I have them start with a basic notebook or journal or get a big old leather bound fancy practical magic book or
something? I would definitely say like start with a journal, but I honestly don't know a witch that doesn't want to end up with a big leather-bound journal like Practical Magic. I know that that's what I wanted, but I also knew that I wasn't going to be able to modify it. So figuring out, like letting them figure out what they want in the end is fine, but start with something that's a little more maneuverable. You know, like if you're very particular with your font, and you really want to do calligraphy or something like that, and you want it to look awesome, and then you can't read your own writing in a notebook, probably it might annoy you. And that's obviously going to be different for everybody. Like, I am very particular about how I write in my Book of Shadows, and a lot of the stuff that I do still have, I can barely read because I just scribbled it halfway through the spell. So I think that I would definitely suggest just a regular like journal or loose leaf pages to start. And you can give them kind of like sort of a list of things that they could put in their Book of Shadows, like, you know, like the timing and your ingredients and whether it was successful or not. But I don't think there's any rigid way to make a Book of Shadows. It's kind of like a weird answer because there's no way to tell somebody exactly how to make their Book of Shadows. But the starting point, I think, would just be give them something that they can change easily because they are going to change. As their craft progresses, how they progress, what they want to keep their stuff in is going to change. Like it's gonna evolve with them. So giving them something that has that option to evolve, I think, is the best place to start.
I agree 100%, especially with the don't go hardcore fancy expensive right off the bat. You know, like you, I started practicing really young and I'm 30 now and I'm just now putting together like a grimoire because I'm like, okay, this is what has worked, this is tried and true. But it's like 20 to 15 years later. You know what I mean? Because it's money and it's time and it's all of that. So we do have another question from one of our listeners, Jeannie. And Jeannie says, I've had many ideas for a grimoire. I started with a 3-ring binder and then moved to a journal, then to index cards. And now I'm thinking about doing one on my computer. I just can't seem to find the right fit. Yeah, Jeannie, you're just bouncing around. Index cards, binders, computers. She says, I can't seem to find the right fit. I would love to have everything in one place. What is your advice for me to find the right? Honestly, that sounds like perfect for like what your book's for.
I mean, I'm a little biased, but
you're like, I agree.
I think you should definitely buy my book. I think it would. The only really thing I could suggest on how to find the right one is finding something that is going to be the most easily accessible. So what is going to be easiest to put away? What's going to be easiest to pull out? What's going to be easiest to read or reconfigure? Like having it on your laptop would be great, but you know, if the power goes out, can't use it. If your battery dies, if it crashes, you're going to lose everything. you know, not that it's, there are so many techno witches, and I'm not saying that having your grimoire or your book of shadows on a laptop is bad. They're like, I would never do it because it just, like, the computer takes time to start up, and then I don't know. I would just say whatever is the easiest to use for you, which is kind of, obviously you've gone through a bunch of different ideas on what is good for you, but I feel like I cannot give you a proper answer for that one because it's, everything is so personal. It kind of sucks.
Oh,
I'm sorry,
mean,
Jeannie.
But no. That's great advice. Because you know, I once, this is like off topic but related, but I once read a blog post about like buying a vacation home, and it was like, it can't be so far away you don't go. And I feel like that has to kind of be the same thing. Like, if you get the big fancy book, but you never take it down off the high shelf and you never want to write in it, is it really useful in any sort of way?
Yeah.
At all. So, yeah. No, I think that was like, I think that was great advice. And Jeannie, I mean, if the index cards are working, rock on the index cards. Like,
yeah,
whatever works, you know?
You could always get like a photo album and put the index cards in the photo album so you can keep them, but you can change them out.
Yeah. Or even like a little scrapbook. And if you, like, you are doing it on your computer, throw it on a flash drive, stick it in the scrapbook with all your index cards. I mean, there's options. Like, there's no wrong way, you know?
Yeah. It really is what's going to be the most easily accessible to you in the moment. If you have to go and pull it down or pull it up and find something, how easy is it going to be for you to do that? I like my things very easy to find.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If it's out of sight, it's out of mind. That's like for sure.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite questions to ask anybody who writes a book, and I'm just going to ask you. So when you wrote your book, what is one... because it, you know, it's an interview and that's what we're doing. What is one thing that was in your book that was taken out that you wish was still in the book? Like a spell or a page or anything like that that you're like, oh man.
Honestly, I don't think I took anything out. The second edition, I actually put more in.
Oh.
So, well, I guess that would be the one thing. In the first edition, I took out the Zodiac part of the grimoire, where I break down the Zodiacs and everything like that, and then in the second edition, I put it back in.
Oh, so, yeah, that's a good one. Why did you originally take it out? Did you just feel like it didn't fit, or...?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. It seemed way too specific on astrology for the grimoire at first. Everything else was pretty specific to like a type of witchcraft, I think is what I want to say. Like, I didn't get into astrology for a really long time, and I didn't want to overload people too much. I also was on a page count budget for the first edition because I was printing it myself. That kind of was sacrificed. I think too many people are way too interested in Zodiac for me to have left it out on the second edition. People do like to time their spells, I think, and I definitely do not want someone to wait until, you know, like Aries season to do a spell, but you know, if they want to wait until the moon is in Aries to do a spell, that is entirely up to them. But I think giving them the option is probably the better choice.
Yeah, I always struggle with that as well, because you, it's like you want to get, you know, like you said, options to expand or to further develop, but you don't want them to think that's the only way to do it and that they have to wait. And so it's like finding that balance of like, hey, it's cool if you want to wait till Aries season, but like you don't have to wait till Aries season. It's like such a fine balance to meet when you're writing a book, especially a spell book or anything like that. So I definitely understand how that was kind of a little bit of a back and forth thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, Yeah.
Is that the biggest difference between the first edition and second edition?
I think the biggest difference is the spells and rituals and stuff that I put in from my specific Book of Shadows, as well as I created more space in the grimoire for people to add in their own interpretations of different things. So you have like a whole blank page where you can put in other crystal intentions or other herb intentions, and there's blank spaces to put in your own tarot card interpretations, because not every, obviously the tarot key in the book is your pretty general tarot key to kind of give people somewhere to start. But because every deck is made differently, obviously I wanted to give space that people could write in the interpretations for their specific deck. So I think that's probably the biggest difference, is that there's more option to personalize the grimoire than there was before.
I guess the last thing I have to ask is there anything we didn't touch upon that you want to share about your book, or other things that you think are important for people to know about Book of Shadows?
In general, don't stress about the Book of Shadows, which is very hard, I think, for people to... There's a lot of stress around everything in 2020 in general, but especially in the craft, with so many... like Instagrammers that share their profile and their personal like Book of Shadows and their altars and stuff like that. There's a lot of stress, I think, for new witches to try and get up to that level instantly. And I just want people to not stress about it, which is like telling the sun not to shine. I think it's pretty much embedded in humans to stress. But that was kind of part of the reason for the book. It was trying to help people be less stressed. It's my stressless book. But other than that, about the book, it sounds kind of cheesy, but it's a labor of love. It's one of those things that I can't even believe is in my hand. And I just hope that people get as much out of it as I put into it. I hope that those that choose to buy them or enjoy it and have it help.
Well, awesome. I mean, honestly, it sounds like, it really does sound like, for those who could easily get really stressed out over this, and especially like you said, they see other witches' Book of Shadows and they feel like they have to hurry up and like live and like do it. And then it leads to all these, maybe it not being a forever book because, you're rushing and you're feeling forced and pressured. So, it sounds like a great start to like kind of get it moving with a little guidance without being like, okay, now where's your practical magic double book tomb?
Yeah.
Kept in the attic.
That thing is, oh God, I love it. I love that book. would love that book. But, I think probably the one thing that I didn't mention, and I just remembered it when you were talking about guidance, is that at the beginning of each section of the book, there is a few pages that kind of goes over, here's different ways that you can make your own spells, and here's different ways that you can make your own tarot spreads and things like that. So there are 4 or 5 pages before each section that give a little bit of guidance as well for new witches, if they don't want to have to Google a spell or something like that, or Google spreads, if they want to be able to make something that's a little more personal to them. I did put in as much guidance as I could without, I wrote it so that it doesn't come across like, you should do this. So I hope that's not how it comes across to anybody, but it's more of a, here are some tips and tricks at your fingertips to make your craft a little bit more personal to you too.
So where can people find the book?
They can find it on Amazon for now, as well as signed copies are available through my website at awitchaloneshop.com.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on and answering some of our listeners' questions. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. This was awesome.
Witches, we hope that you have an amazing day filled with magic and inspiration. If you'd like to support the podcast, head on over to our Patreon. Need a support system? Find The Witch Daily Show on Facebook and our website, witchdailyshow.com.